He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the October 20th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we've got a mixed up start to the market here this morning. One stock is kind of holding the Dow down, and the other two indexes, the S&P and the NASDAQ, are now positive and starting to gain a little bit of steam this morning. IBM holding down the Dow, not a stock that I own. Not a stock that I would own, but it is a component of the Dow, and it's down about 6-7% this morning, and the Dow is down with it. The Dow is down 60 points, and that's all pretty much IBM causing that drop in the Dow. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 16,319 as we begin a new week. The S&P 500 is up a couple of points today. Say, well, how can the Dow be down and the S&P up? Well, the S&P doesn't have as much IBM in it as the Dow does. So the S&P is at 1888. Wow, we've really gone back in time. We were clear up at, 2017, not long ago? And now we're clear back to 1888. The NASDAQ is up 18 again because it doesn't have IBM in it. You know, I don't know. It's not definitely not a component of the NASDAQ. 4,276 is where the NASDAQ is right now. The NASDAQ up 17 points. Crude oil, which has kind of been at the eye of the storm here recently, is at 81.94. Just kind of scraping around that $80 per barrel level right now. Even though we got a pretty good report out of Halliburton today. And it looks like maybe the oil stocks are finally trying to put in a bottom, as are the gold stocks. Yeah, I'm still not convinced. Gold is at 1246 and the 10-year yield's at 2.16%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where I strive to tell it like it is every single day on the show. Sometimes there aren't any best stocks now. Well, there's usually something that's working, and sometimes the market's very favorable, a very favorable, warm, fuzzy place to be, where it's been for the last 5.5 years, quite warm and fuzzy indeed. In fact, one of the biggest victories for the bulls in a long, long time. While the bulls have been going on a rampage and seeing a tripling at one point in time of the market since those March 2009 lows, the bears have been absolutely slaughtered. I mean, if you've been a bear on the market for the last 5.5 years, and I have not been a bear, I've been a bull for the last 5.5 years, you have just had a whooping by the bulls that hasn't been seen in a long, long time. But as you know, anybody who's been in the market for any length of time knows that no bull market lasts forever. And this current bull market, which is now 67 months old, is looking a little bit weary right now. And while it's a little too soon to call for its demise, there certainly are a lot of things that we need to be aware of at the current time. The first thing that we need to be aware of is the juice. The Gatorade, whatever you want to call it. The quantitative easing is what the Feds call it, money printing. It could be Gatorade in a color of green was being injected into the bowl for the last many years, and that's helped considerably in driving the market higher and in driving the economy, keeping the economy afloat. And I, for one, would hate to know where we would be today had it not been for the Fed stimulus. Where would the economy be today? Nobody knows. I mean, really, the only vibrant area of our economy has been the shale boom. And now with oil at $80 per barrel, even it's coming under a little bit of fire. But the thing we need to know is, at least as far as we know, there's not going to be any more stimulus from the Fed. And even though the market wants it, who knows? Maybe if things start to get worse. I didn't like what IBM had to say this week about their customers not willing to spend money right now. I didn't like what National Cash Register had to say, that the retail this most recent quarter was pretty soft for them. Retailers don't have the money to implement new systems. Instead, they're trying to stay on top of what they do have. And a lot of the resources are going towards stopping hack attacks. But I don't like the fact that two big companies, IBM and National Cash Register, both said that the spending habits of their customers are kind of wishy-washy, squishy right now. So even the mere mention of the Fed coming forward with some more stimulus last week saved the market. On Friday, we had a huge day in the market, up 267 points. Why? Because there was just a rumor floating around that the Fed has our back, and if the markets were to start to falter, and if the economy were to start to falter, that they would be riding back to the rescue on their big white horse with that green juice called quantitative easing that would help the markets. Now, we don't know if that's the truth or not, but just the fact that that rumor is out there drove the market up 267 points last week. And obviously, the bull is getting tired. 5.5 years. It could go a lot longer. Some say the market's running 7-year cycles. So we take it a day at a time, a week at a time, a month at a time, a stock at a time, a sector at a time. And this is definitely not the time to have your foot on the accelerator. In fact, I've been saying that since the beginning of the year. Not only do I not have my foot on the accelerator right now, I have a big chunk of cash sitting on the sidelines. In fact, I reported over the weekend that the cash here at Gunderson Capital Management now stands at about 30 to 35%. In addition to this, I've introduced you over the recent weeks to inverse funds. Inverse funds go up when markets go down. The Dow's down 100 today, which is DIA. That's the bull side of that coin. Then the bear side of that coin, which would be tails, I guess, heads and tails, would be dog, D-O-G. It goes up when the Dow goes down. So with the Dow down 80 points, or with the Dow down 100 points, or the Dow down 300 points, it goes in the opposite direction. And I have employed some of those hedges into my portfolio to take away some of the volatility right now. And if this thing turns into a full-on bear, which we're going to talk about today, how close we are, what it would take, how nervous we should be, how short our fingernails should be right now, then we're going to make money on the way down, doggone it. D-O-G is the symbol. S-H is another symbol. They go up when the markets go down. And we've watched the collapse recently of the small cap market. Now, it hasn't collapsed yet. It's still just barely hanging in there. I mean, barely hanging in there. And why should we be so concerned with the small cap Russell 2000 index? Because it's been a leader in the market for the last 2 years. It went on a tear of 62%. And this year it's down about 7, 8, 9% somewhere in there so far. And it's barely holding on to its support levels. And if it were to break down, that would be an ominous sign. Because the small caps, which have led the market up for the last 2.5 years, could lead the market down. So we have to keep a keen eye on U.S. small cap stocks. We also have to keep a keen eye on what I believe is even a bigger factor in the market right now, and that is Europe. Mario Draghi, European Central Bank president, has not really been inclined to do anything. And Germany holds a lot of sway in the EU, and Merkel is not a fan of money printing. She knows her history of the Weimar Republic, etc. And they're very reluctant to do any kind of quantitative easing in Europe. But they may have to do something if things don't improve in their economy, especially in a lot of the individual countries, especially the pigs, Portugal, Italy, Greece, and Spain, which are tending to come unraveled right now. So we also have to keep a sharp eye on Europe. And don't forget, if the small caps continue to fall apart, well, there's an ETF called RWM. It's the opposite. It's the inverse. It's a nice thing to have in your portfolio, if appropriate, to take away some of the volatility and even make money, a money-making opportunity. And likewise, if Europe were to crash and break down and go into a horrendous type of recession, well, then there's EFZ, which is the opposite. People say, well, isn't it dangerous to short the market? You know, it's no different than calling heads or tails. If you call heads, you think the Dow's going up. If you call tails, and especially when trends are established. I'm not saying you should gamble and flip a coin every day to be long or short the market. But when trends start to establish themselves, think how much money you could have made in 08 had you been on the other side of the market. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the big topic on the table here once again this week is the bull market giving up the ghost here? It's been going now for the last 67 months. It's been a powerful move by the bulls, and the bears have gotten crushed. And I, again, have not been one of those guys clamoring for soaring gold prices, runaway inflation, and the collapsing dollar. Instead, you've seen a strengthening dollar, falling inflation, in fact, fear of deflation, and collapsing gold prices, just exactly the opposite. So it's up to you who you want to listen to going forward. I'm not going to guarantee that I'm always going to get it right, but I'm just saying that for the last 5.5 years, I've had my offense on the field, doing as much as I can, making as much hay while the sun shines as I possibly could. And there's a lot of things in the market right now that worry me. And I started stating my worries early this year when I said I don't believe that 2014 will be anything like what we had in 2013, which was one of the best years that we've had in the market in a long time. I didn't like the fact that the Fed was going away, and I didn't like the fact that certain areas of the economy are looking a little bit wobbly right now. And I think that maybe the markets got ahead of themselves a little bit. So right now, we're in one of two spots in the market. We're either in a consolidation phase where the market is consolidating. Look at the Dow. The Dow, which was up, 25% last year, so far this year's down a couple of percent. That's called the consolidation. It's consolidating its gains from last year. Another way to describe a consolidation, it's synonymous, would be sideways. The Dow was in a sideways trend since the beginning of the year, and it's either setting up for one of two moves. It's either going to break out of that consolidation to the upside of the market and break out to new highs through its resistance levels, which right now on the Dow would be, about 17,000, 2,300, somewhere in there. We're 1,000 points below that. Or it could continue to go sideways, obviously. Who knows how long, but eventually it's going to make up its mind. And the other scenario is that it breaks through its support level, which I showed very clearly in my newsletter over the weekend, which you can get at pwstreet.com. We sent out thousands of newsletters over the weekend all over the world to folks that want to follow along and see what Gunderson has to think. Again, it's pwstreet.com. The Dow has not broken down yet through its support level. Neither has the small cap Russell 2000 index. But definitely when they go sideways like they are and when they're consolidating like they are, one has to worry about that door number three. And door number three is a breakdown, and that's very possible. So we stay on our guard, we stay on our toes, and like I say, this is not a time to have your pedal to the metal or your foot on the accelerator in any sector in the market. Even bonds, which, bonds, those people that bought bonds when it went down around 2%, they've gotten a shellacking here since then because of, 10 years back to about 2.16, 2.2, just like that. So you have to be really, really careful right now. It's not a time to have all of your offense on the field, I don't believe. Now, having talked about the U.S. markets consolidating and going sideways, here's another real concern for me. Europe is no longer going sideways and consolidating like it did earlier this year. If you look at a chart of EFA, and I showed it very clearly in my newsletter over the weekend, EFA, which is the European index, the EAFE index, is breaking down. It has started to roll over and go down. And obviously, one of the scenarios is that it will drag the U.S., it will lead the U.S. down into the dumps right along with it. And that's something that we really have to be concerned about right now. In fact, I'm more worried about Europe. That's a chart and a situation and news and economic reports that I watch more than anything this year, because Europe would impact us eventually. And when you hear IBM saying, you know, our customers aren't buying like they used to, and when you hear National Cash Register saying, you know, the retail environment for our retail companies that we call on is a little bit squishy right now, you kind of wonder if Europe is not starting to have an impact. They are a major trading partner, so we have to keep our eye on Europe going forward. As we sit here today, Europe has not dragged us down into a recession. And Europe has not dragged the U.S. markets into a technical breakdown where it rolls over and starts to go down like Europe has already. You look at the chart yourself. I look at one-year charts. And I would remind you that if Europe continues to break down, there will be money to be made in the inverse Europe fund. I already own a little bit of short positions in Europe, not in my accounts that I manage. There I have a dog and SH, which are short the S&P and the Dow. But I've been doing just a little bit of forays out into the shorting of the European markets and European economy right now. And again, Europe has not dragged us down yet. But there's that fear that they could. Now let's look at the positive side. Let's look at why we're not in a bear market right now. Think back to 2008, what the economy was like as we went into a bear market that took 53% out of our hides. The jobs market was crumbling. The GDP was falling very quickly. We had massive crisis here in the U.S. in the financial markets. The government came to the rescue with TARP funds. I mean, we were in a really deep mess. And if you flash forward to where we're at today, we're not in that kind of a mess. Now, are we headed for that kind of a mess? That's what the market's worried about. The sentiment on the market has soured, even though the fundamentals remain strong. And a lot of these investors whose sentiment has turned to the sour side are looking at Europe and saying, how can we not be dragged down into the muck with them? And these numbers that we have on the economy right now that seem so good on the fundamental side, they may not be as accurate. Things may be crumbling behind our backs like they were back in 2008. But having said that, we're obviously nowhere close to where we were in 08, and that could bode well for our markets going forward. That's why I haven't taken everything off the table. I've taken 35% off the table, and that's sitting in cash. And if the thing turns around and we start to break out, then there's going to be some wonderful, wonderful buys. And if it continues to break down, well, I'm glad to have that cash sitting there. And I'm happy to add to that pile, and I'm also happy to add to my inverse positions. What do I own right now? Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that. This is Bill Gutterson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're going through the stats of the market right now. My observations, I do this every single week. I summarize it all in my newsletter every single weekend for the last 5.5 years. I've kept investors in the market if they've listened to me. I'm just letting you know what I've been doing. I have been a bull for the last 5.5 years. And I'm a very nervous bull at the current time. I believe that this is the biggest threat we've seen so far. Yeah, and we've had other threats. We've had government shutdowns and government showdowns and fiscal cliffs and tax tsunamis all attack the market. And every time the market has stood firm and continued to march higher. And again, I would say that this current threat, which I would call mostly Europe, and the Fed backing away from the markets. Remember, it's not good to fight the Fed. Those are the two biggest factors in the market, and maybe a faltering economy here in the United States of America. And even though the fundamentals right now are nowhere near what they were back in 08, there's some sentiment out there on the street that thinks that the fundamentals are starting to collapse in our economy right now. But I say it's too soon to pull the plug and go to 100% cash on the sidelines or go 100% short the market in an inverse fund. But I have introduced inverse funds into the portfolios that I manage, and I have also raised a good deal of cash recently. I've been through a few bear markets during the last 20 years that I've been in the business. And there's a lot of things right now that I don't like. And the sentiment on the market is one big thing that has really turned here recently. Now, as we look at the market, it hasn't broken down yet. As we look at the S&P 500 right now, which we'll just use SPY here as our proxy, here's what I don't like about it. The S&P 500 is now below its 200-day moving average. Now, it's done this before in the past, but it's staying below its 200-day moving average, and that's an indicator of sentiment. And we know that technical analysis is not 100% accurate, but it is one of the tools that I employ out of my toolkit, along with fundamentals, valuations, and performance. And the performance of the S&P right now is not that great. It currently gets a grade, my proprietary grading system, of C+. C+ translates into a weak hold or a warning that it wouldn't take much to flip this thing from bull, which it's been at the for the last 5.5 years, to bear. So we have to be really careful. The S&P does have some real good support in the 1800 level. We're currently at what, 1888, something like that. And we also have that possibility that we have to keep in the back of our mind of the Fed coming forward with some more Gatorade for the market. And that would really, if you were too heavily weighted on the inverse funds, that would really have an impact on you. You saw last week what even the mere mention of the Fed coming forward did on Friday, I believe it was, when the market was up 264 points. So it's just too soon to call this a bear market. But at the same time, I'm letting you know the things I don't like. I do not like the sentiment on the S&P 500, nor do I like the sentiment on the Dow right now, or the technicals of the Dow. The Dow has very solid support in the 16,000 level. If it were to go through that and continue this downtrend, it would begin looking more and more like Europe's chart technical pattern, which has already broken down, okay? And when you take one of the largest economies in the world and you look at the chart of their EAFE index and you see it's breaking down, how can you not ask yourself, are we next? Now, there hasn't been any more Ebola scares lately. That hysteria seems to be gone from the market, but there's always that chance that someone shows up from an airplane in Liberia, down in Alabama, or New York, or Philadelphia, or Salt Lake City, or wherever, with Ebola-like symptoms. I don't want to laugh, but there doesn't seem to be a whole lot to keep these people out right now, which I believe everything should be done to contain this thing at its source right now. But we always have that fear hanging over the market. And I think that's part of the instability that you've seen in the market here. We haven't had 2 days up in the market in a row in the last month. It's been a wild ride. It's been a volatile, which would lead to another factor. Volatility has increased tremendously in the market. That's also a signal of sentiment. When the sentiment starts to sour, you see increased volatility. Look at a chart of the VIX, VXX, why don't you, and see the increased volatility in the market. We've had some clients here, panic. And I know that that's a sign. That's either a sign that we're getting at or near the bottom, but it's also a sign that sentiment on the market is turning for the worse, and it can become a kind of a domino effect where one falls and pretty soon they all get in line and they're all leaving the market at the same time. We saw that back in 2008. Luckily, we have not reached that point yet, but there definitely is some sour. The sentiment on the market has definitely turned sour. The VIX has been calm as a lake with no wind. I went fishing out on our harbor Saturday morning for a short while. When you get out early, it's just, we call it glassy conditions when the water is like glass and it's placid. And I mean, you throw just a little tiny little thing in there, you can see the ripples go. It's just really, I love early mornings on the water. But the market has been like that for the last 3-4 years. Very little ripple, no volatility. Every week up a little bit, and now we're starting to see a change to that placidness, aren't we? And that's another reason that I sit up and take notice, and just by natural attrition, the stocks that I own that have started to not look good and roll over, I've sold them, and I've placed that cash on the sidelines. And I now have one of the biggest stashes of cash that I've had in a long time, about 35%. As we look at the NASDAQ, it too is now trading below its, let me see where it's at today. The NASDAQ is holding on to its 200-day moving average, but barely. It too looks very, very vulnerable right now. And of course, the NASDAQ has been one of the leading indexes in the market this year. So where are we at year to date? Not like we were last year. S&P's up 2%, Dow's down 1.2%, NASDAQ's up 2%, S&P, Russell 2000 down 8%, emerging markets flat, Europe down 9.6% since the beginning of the year, Russia down 25.2%, Brazil up 1%. The only thing that's been going up this year really has been U.S. Treasuries. The long bond is up 18.9% this year, and the short bond, or the 10-year, is up 6.9%. So you've seen this flight to safety, which is another indicator of the sentiment turn in the market here recently. Have we gone to fear yet? No. Gold is flat on the year, right? The dollar's up 2%, another sign that sentiment is not that good right now. So what is this all telling us? Well, it's telling us that there's been a change since last year. The Fed is no longer boosting the market with its booster shots. And Europe is having its problems right now. A lot of it was started between the rift between the Ukraine, Russia, and Europe. And they're not trading with one another, and they're all not talking to one another. And that's hurting the European economy, which wasn't that great to begin with. And there's fear that it will spill over to the U.S. economy. So you can do what you want to do in the market. I laid out exactly what I've been doing in the market in my newsletter over the weekend. I have set a lot of cash aside, not just to be setting cash aside. It's because as I go through my daily walk through life, I go through every one of my holdings. And when I see something I don't like in an individual holding, I sell it. And I set it aside. And I haven't really been redeploying it because I think it's not a great time to have your wallet open right now in the market. And I have added a few of the inverse funds to my portfolios. They go up when the Dow goes down. When the Dow goes down, DIA, which it is today, dog goes up. And that tends to take volatility out of your portfolio. It acts as an edge. But I'm not hog wild with them, just a little bit here and there. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
The There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, Gunderson, you say you have 35% on the sidelines in cash. You have another 10% or so in inverse funds. And that means you're still about 45% invested in the market, right? Is that 55%? 55% invested in the market. Yeah, because some things still look good. There are stocks, and there are sectors, and there are areas of the world that still look good to me. And some of those areas that still look good, I look at my Best Stocks Now app, and one of the key rankings that it does every day is the ranking of the sectors. The biotech sector, which has been so doggone resilient over the last many years, even in 2008, many biotech stocks still had very good years. The biotech sector is still on top of the sector rankings. And the biotech sector still looks good. And the individual stocks that I still like within the biotech sector, I listed in my newsletter over the weekend, which, again, you can get on our weekly mailing list at pwstreet.com. I finally got around to sending out the newsletter Saturday afternoon when I figured I had looked at everything I could possibly look at, every news item, every chart, every sector ranking, every asset class ranking, and I tried to give a simple summary of my observations of the market, which I'm doing again here today, of what I see right now. And again, we send out the newsletter to thousands of folks all over the world, pwstreet.com. It has pictures from the app, and you'll see that the biotech sector is still ranked B+, which is a weak buy right now. It's not a strong buy. It's not a buy. It's actually a strong hold. B+ is a strong hold. And you can actually look up that ETF, IBB, and scroll down, and you'll see where it will say strong hold. The consumer staples are still holding up. Well, they're defensive in nature, as are the drug stocks. They're still holding up. The pharmaceuticals. The pharmaceuticals are defensive in nature, and they're still hanging in there. And there's still a lot of individual stocks that I still own within those sectors. But outside of that, I got to be honest, there's not much else. Some of these interest rate sensitive sectors have had a little run here recently. The REITs, the preferred stock index, the utilities have had a nice run, but that's just all interest rate sensitive. They're going up when interest rates go down, and then when interest rates turn around and start to go back up again, they go down. So I wouldn't get sucked into that chasing of the yields right now. And the worst sectors in the market, oh my gosh, anything revolving around fracking right now. And at some point, that stuff's going to put in a bottom, and there's going to be some good buys there, but not right now. And with this plummet in oil prices and gasoline prices, this has just murdered all the alternative energy stocks, solar and wind. People aren't clamoring to move to those as oil prices rise, instead just the opposite. And the hard assets still don't look good to me. The gold miners, which have been so out of favor for so long now, continue to be out of favor. They look like they're trying to put in a bottom, but I'm still not real wild or keen on gold or the gold miners. But I do believe there will be a point in time where that will also present an opportunity. And of course, anything Europe you want to avoid right now, like the plague. But having said that, I still have 55% of my assets, clients' assets, invested on the long side of the market in select companies that I believe are still holding up well in this environment, not the IBMs of the world. I warned about the multinationals a long time ago. And I can't believe that IBM's not being hurt by a big slowdown in Europe. And it could be that IBM's no longer relevant with the technology that they have. You know, that's one of the reasons she gave earlier this week about the reasons for the poor earnings report is technology is changing so rapidly. Well, then how come you're not keeping up with it? You're the CEO of this large company. So anyways, there's a lot to not like about the market right now, but there is some to like. And right now you've got this battle going on. The bears are finally trying to take down the bulls, which have been on the field for the last 5.5 years. And the bulls are getting a little bit winded. And the bulls are getting a little bit nervous. And yet the Fed may still come riding to the rescue on their white horse with some more of that green quantitative easing Gatorade. So it's just not a time to have your foot on the accelerator, in my opinion. It's not a time to be 100% invested. And it is a time to learn a little bit about the inverse funds and how they act. They're just the mirror image. If an index goes up 100 points, they go down 100, or close thereof. There's not an exact correlation. But basically, when the market's down 100 points and you own an inverse market fund, ETF, you're going to be up. That's all you have to remember. They go the opposite way. And there's some very vulnerable areas of the market right now that could be quite profitable if things continue to deteriorate. Small cap U.S. stocks. Europe would be my biggest, most vulnerable area of the world economy and markets right now. And if it spreads to the U.S., then like I say, PSQ, which is short the NASDAQ, SH, which is short the S&P 500, and DOG, which is short the Dow, will come in real, real handy. And I have injected just a little bit into my portfolios right now to take away some of the volatility. I'm looking at, a market that was down, and we're up pretty good here today. Not a bad day. So a lot of that's coming from the stocks that are still working in the market, which I've kind of given you the neighborhoods, and the inverse fund that also do well when the market goes down. Anyways, you can get on board with the weekly newsletter. That's a good way to investigate what Gunderson Capital Management is all about. You can go to the website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Sometimes if conditions warrant it, I send out midweek updates. I also send out live push notifications when I buy or sell something to premium subscribers. That's available on my app, Best Stocks Now, which has been as high as number 2 in the world of financial apps. And if you would like to investigate our services of managing money, we manage money for folks all across America, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.